every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to count. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. One more round won't get me down.
Hello and welcome to Drinking with Fear. My name is Pete Selby. I am the Fear. And this week I'm drinking with Ben Roper's back.
Hey. Hey, up.
Hello,
okay?
Ben.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, you've been coping okay?
Just about.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I can see you.
He's been coping okay. He's been coping okay, apart from the fact that he can't turn his phone so he can...
No, I'm struggling with this. I'm feeling it's going to fall over and then you can't see me and that would be a terrible shame.
Just hold it, dude. It's not hard.
Fine.
Just lean it against the bottom so you don't have to worry about it. That's the thing. Essentially what it is, instead of just recording as if we're all on the phone together, we've done it so we can actually see each other. So it's a little bit more personable and should help the podcast. Unfortunately, Wayne can't stand his phone on a fucking table leaning against something, but there we go.
And you had the, not really. You had the absolute gall to call me on the last episode.
What did we call you?
A retard, an idiot, a Luddite. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think it was me. I called you a fucking idiot.
Yes, you did.
I did, yeah. But I stand by every word. Anyway, Wayne, you're here, and you're dressed as a what?
It's John Motson.
I've got a Jedi robe for Christmas.
You've not. It's a John Motson coat, and you're in the headphones. You look like John Motson.
Hey, let me do this hood up there. Not for the benefit of the podcast, but now I've got the hood up. No.
Jesus Christ. But anyway, that might actually be linked with something that we're going to do today, because we'll just have a quick chat first of all.
I've just realised the date.
May the 4th.
So you're wearing a fucking Jedi coat.
Yeah, in honour of May the 4th.
Okay. Are you supposed to do anything different on May the 4th day?
I don't think so.
To proper nerd to get together and duo?
Probably. Don't like Disney release all their Star Wars information?
I am asking you, Wayne. I am asking. It's not a flipping question. I'm asking you, do nerds get together?
Well, to not the minute day. They don't.
Okay.
I know they used to release like bits and bobs, but that's not going to happen anymore. Although... wasn't the newest film released today or some shit? I don't know. I did watch some Star Wars, which we'll come on to in a minute, but not the fucking film. No.
Okay.
What did you watch then? Did you watch the Christmas special with Chewbacca?
I have seen that, and it's awful.
What? A Star Wars Christmas special?
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah, it's infamously bad.
I've never seen this. It sounds brilliant.
I don't think many people have.
Okay. Right,
but anyway, well, what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about what we're watching on TV, because it's a conversation everyone's having. Because essentially, if you're not working, which I know that's just me,
which I am,
this group, but all you're doing is just watching TV, and so instead of just saying, oh yeah, I've seen this, seen that, what we're going to do, we're going to make a Drinking with Fear 10 things to watch. So instead of having maybe 10 each, we'll form a 10 things to watch
I didn't know I was involved in this. I thought Wayne was just telling us what to watch.
Well, it was originally just going to be me and Selby giving recommendations for Saunders, but we were going to have 10, and then one of them was actually bullshit.
Oh.
And we had to get him to watch them all and see which one he can figure out is bullshit.
Okay.
But we can do that with you. One? I've got bullshit one. I've got my list of 10 here.
Do it. Honestly, I only watch The Simpsons and Match of the Day. That's it.
Have you got Disney Plus?
Yep, got it.
So you've been watching all The Simpsons on there?
Yeah, and the movie, yep. Monorail, I watched earlier, which is the... I remember you asking me once, P, what you thought was the definitive Simpsons episode. You know, it'd be Monorail. I think it's either Monorail or Mr. Plough.
Mr. Plough.
Would be my two. It's a great episode.
Have you got your 10 then, so?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have about 7. which I'm sure you'd probably match up on a few of them. So you can basically slip your curveball in there.
Nice.
Without, yeah, I knew.
It's not
I
Friday.
Knew that would just go over your head. I knew it would go over your head. Oh, my
you keep,
God.
You keep your curveball away from me, filthy bastard.
Okay, you can, you know what I mean. You can slip your curveball in as a genuine show.
All right, we'll so I've got to put in like a few shows in there because I've got a list, and a couple of those you'd probably guess that I would have said these anyway. So I'm going to go with the ones that you might not have heard of.
Okay.
And hopefully, I guess. I'll let Selby go first in case he's got one that I've already got there.
Okay, well, I think we'll just start on the same wavelength as we've been going, really. Today I watched the final episode of The Mandalorian, which is... So it's got to be in the top 10.
Not seen any of those yet. I've seen it.
Mandalorian's excellent.
Is it,
it's phenomenal. Yeah.
Is it about
it's
Baby Yoda? Wars,
but it's
it has got Baby Yoda in it, yes.
Oh, so it's not about Baby Yoda. Is he not the Mancunian guy?
No, no. The Mancunian is the guy who looks after Baby Yoda.
Okay.
Not that we've given away any spoilers or anything, but
no,
there's
Baby
Yoda
that's
in
the first episode, so you can get away with that. I mean, that's what the story's about. But it's very, very good. It's like it's a Western, effectively. It's not particularly Star Wars-y, apart from all the Star Wars stuff. But
and
it's
Yoda.
Just a Western. And, right. And a Baby Yoda.
It's not particularly Star Wars-y, apart from it's set in kind of Star Wars kind of universe.
Yeah.
And around the time, just, well, after the Jedi type, roughly, kind of period. But it is excellent because again, like what you said, it is kind of like a space Western where... Each individual episode is kind of like its own story. Do you know what I mean? And it continues along the path. And it's like I said, I've watched the last one today. It's just excellent. But the thing that gets me though is that even though they've probably spent quite a lot of money on it,
I think it was about 100 million.
It looks it's just like a film, but if not better. And there's some of the little jokes and nods and winks are just so well done. You kind of look and go, well, how did they fail? In my opinion, on the last couple of films, how did they get them not as good as this? That's my thing. It's ridiculous.
And what
how
I think is nice about
doing
it,
this sort of thing?
That each episode is only about half an hour long, so it's not like all these other big flagship series that always force you to sit down for an hour to watch them, like Game of Thrones or some shit. Half an hour, you're done, and you really enjoyed it.
Has it got a proper theme tune and everything, like it's a TV program?
It's got its own theme tune that goes through.
Is it a sing along sort of one?
It's not. There's no words, sadly.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So, how many episodes are we talking of the Mancunian?
Seven and eight.
There's only eight. I mean, in the last one, not giving away any spoilers, but there's a lovely joke regarding. I don't know whether you've seen the eighth one.
I have. Yeah.
The lovely joke regarding the fact that. Stormtroopers can't.
Oh, that was the best bit.
which was fantastic.
That whole opening scene was brilliant.
And also, there was a tremendous nod towards Dante's Peak as well, towards the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Which if you're watching it, then you would have known. But, like, yeah, so absolute must. But it is on Disney Plus as well, so you do need Disney Plus. Or has it been on Amazon? I don't know.
No, I think it's just Disney Plus.
Well, that's definite. That's a definite because you would have had it as well, wouldn't you?
All right, I'm tempted to watch that. Saunders hates all of Star Wars, though. He's never watched a single one, so he definitely wouldn't.
I love that. Someone who hates it because they've never watched one.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So, okay, what I'm going to do, Ben, I'm going to lift the fucking idiot tag.
I think that's reasonable.
I'm going to apply it now to Saunders. I'm going to apply it to Saunders.
That's genuinely the nicest thing you've ever said to me on this podcast, Pete.
Right, I'm writing down, Mandalorian is in there. Go, Wayne.
Right, I'm going to go with an oldie. I'm going to go with The Wire.
Oh, it's on my fucking list as well.
Never seen it.
The Wire is possibly the best thing, not just TV shows, but one of the best things ever.
It can't be better than Breaking Bad.
By a long way.
Yeah, it is.
What's it about then?
It's about the streets of Detroit?
Baltimore.
Where you follow the police and the drug dealers about their daily lives and how they're trying to catch and evade each other. And it's amazing.
And each series, each season, it's along the same wavelength, so the same characters will pop up and that, but you'll focus on a different aspect. So you'll move from the docks to the streets to politics to the newspaper to the
schools,
the police, the schools, and it is unreal. But the thing that I would say, because some of these shows or some of these series, maybe it takes one or two. There's one on my list which Saunders wanted where I would literally say, get over the first episode and then you're in. This, you are in within
It's bang minutes. Right from the beginning. It's just Fair brilliant enough. Straight away.
Is there
so
boobs?
I highly recommend. There's probably a couple, yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, I'm leaning towards
But a lot of it is like meth head, crack mouth hookers.
That's tits of tits, mate. I'm happy.
Fair enough.
All right, moving on to Pete's next one.
Oh, dear. Well, actually, I mean, I
Can you beat
I
crackhead tits?
Well, I'm going to go along with the same kind of wavelength, and I'm pretty sure Wayne would have thought that I would have chosen this one anyway. It's Generation Kill.
I thought you were going to say Generation Game then.
Not Generation Game.
I love Generation Game.
That might be as good though.
No, I did like Generation Game.
A bit of Brucey with like some pottery flying everywhere in that.
Yeah.
Making completely inappropriate comments.
Which is the one Michael Barrymore did?
Strike It Lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. Strike It Lucky. Strike It Rich, Strike It Lucky.
And Jim Davison did Big Generation Break. Game later?
I think did he did, yeah. No, I think he did It wasn't as good.
He was literally like a golden child of the 90s, wasn't he, Jim Davis? And he had it there. He had any kind of show he wanted to do, he could have done it.
That and dirty pantomimes.
Just turned into a kind of miserable ginger racist.
Like looking in a mirror, so.
Hey, I'm not that ginger.
I was going to say that. Okay, so there's the next TV show I've got to watch.
Generation Game / Generation Get Kill. The link, because The Wire, you've got, say, five or six series. It's a big thing to get through, but it's well worth watching. But Generation Kill, I think there's only about, say, seven episodes there is. And it was made for quite a bit of money, but it was written by the same people as The Wire. And it's based in Iraq, so you're talking the Iraq War, kind of 2005-06. And you basically are part of one company of like 20 people who are basically travel across Iraq, and you just follow them for 6-7 episodes. And the writing is just bang on because it's the same as The Wire. Load of catchphrases, and again, you're just straight in there, and you're just living as kind of one of the troops with them. And it is spot on. And again, only 7 episodes were made.
Anyone?
Generation Kill.
Anyone famous in it?
It's an absolute must. I can't think off the top of my head.
I think they intentionally didn't use particularly famous people. I think there's a couple show up, but I think it's mostly an unknown cast. So, because they took that very seriously. It was the same with The Wire. No one knew anyone in The Wire until years later when everyone in it became pretty much a star.
It wasn't Idris Elba.
Yeah, he was in The Wire. That was the first thing. And Dominic West, yeah. The guy, Aiden,
if you're talking,
his face.
Yeah, if you're talking about catchphrases, you got Wendell Pierce he's the other cop. Like, he comes out with a few. But you got the mayor, where he just goes, it's so good.
Yeah, I just want to go back and watch The Wire again now.
Does Generation Kill, though, go on your list, Wayne?
It wasn't on my list, no. I'd kind of forgot about it, to be honest.
But do I put it on?
It sounds good. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, put it on.
Okay.
Wayne's going.
It's on. So we've agreed with 3. So I don't think I'm just going to agree with everything you say, Wayne. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but I've got a couple of things on here I don't think you even know about.
I've definitely got a couple of things on here that you don't know about because they involve running around
sport
and throwing and kicking balls.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is it my go now?
Mm-hmm.
Go on in, you go.
Well, I'm going to go a bit more family entertainment now.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And I'm going to, people have got kids and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sure they listen. So it's a series, an animated series called The Dragon Prince on Netflix.
Oh, that does sound nice.
It's, It's very good. It's quite a deep and, you know, mature children's program.
So it's
it is actually really good.
So it's aimed at teenagers, or
no, but probably a bit younger. But it's very family entertaining. Everyone can watch it. But it's got some like quite dark themes, and it's, you know, like I said, it's quite mature. I mean, it's a bit Game of Thrones-y. It's about various nations.
I like that. Is there as much boobs in it as what there is in Game of Thrones?
Not as much.
Oh.
But there's a bit of romance in there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's quite inclusive. You've got, you know, deaf characters and mixed race characters and everything. So it's something for everyone.
That ticks every box for me, that does.
I thought it might.
Can I ask a question? How did you come across this?
I just read a review about it when it came out, and it said it was pretty good, so I watched it.
It's called Dragon Prince.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it because we know that you're, and if you go back to episode 1, I think, of Drinking With Fear, we know that you're attracted to animated characters.
why do we know that?
Because you fancied Ariel.
You said that you fancied the Little Mermaid.
I think I said I didn't fancy the Little Mermaid.
And the younger one from the Jetsons.
So Wayne, with this Dragon Prince program, what's the snatch like?
Sorry.
Wow.
Jesus, man. That's new low.
You brought up the Dragon Prince. Anyway, we'll put a question mark next to that shit.
So, I'm still going to watch
question
it.
Mark. Yeah.
Well, okay, you like it. Mm-hmm. So, well, okay,
I'm a family man, Pete. Not all about this.
Yeah, he's got kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're going to watch something together. And it's a good show to watch with your family.
Thank you very much.
What is that on?
Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Right. Okay, the next one I will go for. It's something which I think everyone's heard of. Maybe some people haven't watched it. It's The Trip.
Not heard of it.
The Trip with Steve Coogan.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know, have you watched it before?
I've never actually watched it. I'd like to, but I never got around to it.
What about you?
Is he on holiday with Rob Brydon?
Yeah. He's on holiday with Rob Brydon.
I've not seen it. I've seen adverts for it. Are they just doing impressions? Are they like you?
Exactly. This is what it boils down to. Basically, the premise was, I think the first series, because I think there's about four, they go around the UK, they go around Greece, which is the latest one, which I think is a series 4. They go around Italy and that sort of thing. And basically what they're basically, it's based on real life. So they are themselves, and their work that they talk about is what they've done in their careers and all that sort of thing. But you can tell it's massively ad-libbed and loosely kind of scripted. And they're acting as kind of food writers. Steve Coogan's doing a food writing tour for The Observer, and he brought Rob Brydon on the first one because he was stuck for someone to do it with. And basically, it's now gone on. But what I'll say about it, not only is it really funny, but Series 4, I think it's just got better and better. And Series 4, when they're around Greece, I think it's one of the best TV, because it's on... because it's on TV rather than on, say, like Netflix or whatever, or Disney Plus. I think it's one of the best shows I've seen in years. It's that good. It is funny. Don't get me wrong. It's really funny. But quite, not poignant in moments, but they try and make it kind of like that. And just dead interesting. But I think the last series, the series 4, the Grease one, is the best one that they've done. So as a series, that's got better and better, which is quite a rare thing. But... it's an absolute must, and I think it's something that everyone knows about but maybe hasn't watched. You've got to watch it. It's must-see TV, I've got it down as.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'll take that.
It's dead funny.
Funny.
Right, I'm going with RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, no, don't. I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch it.
What?
I'm a very modern man. I understand it. It's fine. I just don't want to watch it.
Have you never dressed up as a woman at some point?
I dressed up as a woman a couple of weeks back and shaved my hair off.
There you go. What's the difference?
I don't expect to be on TV. No, I'm not.
It's very funny.
No, it's not. This is the one that you were trying to get Saunders to watch, wasn't it? This was your bluff.
This is the thing.
This is your bluff.
I don't think it is. This is the thing, though, Robert. I don't think it
is. This is not my bluff.
This is how bad it is. This is not the curveball.
Yeah, just like watching them transform into, you know, men into women is. It's impressive, especially when they do the tuck thing, where they like get their cock and balls and push it and tape it up, and you can't see it at all.
Oh, no, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch that.
Wait,
same question though. Is there boobs?
There's technically boobs.
It's just cock and bollocks.
There's a lot of fake boobs.
No, I don't want to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. Take it. Move.
I mean, I can't convince you.
It's not making the list.
I know we're doing this with, you know, we can actually see each other, but has Lana got a gun to your head at the moment?
Hey, I was a fan of RuPaul's Drag Race before I met Lana.
Jesus, that's a thing to say, isn't it? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'll put it down, but not on the list. It's got a question mark. In fact, it's got two questions.
How do we go from Dragon Prince to RuPaul's Drag Race?
I'm trying to give a variety of options.
It is very
that
varied.
Could pick and like.
Very varied.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, right, my pick. I'm going to go for The Last Dance, which it's out at the moment. It's they're releasing two episodes every kind of 5 days or so, and I think it's about halfway through Netflix, and it's a documentary about the Chicago Bulls in the 1990s. So for those who don't know, Chicago Bulls basketball in America, and they had the best team: Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, load of famous, world famous stars,
mm-hmm.
and it basically follows them in their final year. Dennis Rodman, etc., final year as a team. And it also then goes into their history of each individual player, where they came from and that, using loads of old footage. But also they're all sitting down as well, talking about it. It's unbelievably interesting and really
good.
That
sounds good.
Because it's so good.
That
doesn't
catch my attention.
Well, no, I mean, I know it's sport, but the thing is, I'm not a big basketball fan. I don't think most people listen to this at all will be basketball fans, but it doesn't matter because you're talking about not only one of the best sportsmen of all time in Jordan, one of the most famous people in the world in that time, and all about the pressure and this, that, and the other, and how he goes about being so good. But again, if you're a sports fan, if you're watching any sport, if you're watching the pinnacle, the absolute peak, and the Bulls were just the peak, and they contained some of the best players, if not the best player of all time, it is really interesting. And the story of success and how to maintain it, but also how not to blow it and what money does. But also the one thing that I found interesting is because the final season that they're referring to is 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So from 91 to 98, they were nigh on untouchable. But you see them in the 80s when they got drafted as kids and stuff. But so the current setting, the current time for it is 1998. So it's a different world, which just makes it a nice, quite interesting. If it was 2015 and they did this and they're talking about it now, it's okay, we know about them because it was only 5 years ago, but because it was 1998, it just seems like a different world. It's really interesting to see it like that way, but it's unbelievable. And like, it's so current, if you type in on Twitter, if you hashtag The Last Dance, it will come up with like a bull next to it because it's a current thing right now. So yeah, The Last Dance, because that's what they called the season. The manager said, right, this is our last dance. That's why it's called.
Am I right in thinking that Dennis Rodman also cross-dressed quite a bit in his...
I think he did.
So you might like that, Wayne.
In his episode, which was, I think it was the three episodes ago, they focused on Rodman, who's had an amazing... It's interesting because people know Rodman as like a reality star of like the 2000s. I think he was in Big Brother and that, a few bits and bobs like that. But he was an amazing basketball player. And in some of the footage, he's with Karma Electra, the porn star, essentially. She crops up in it quite a bit. And apparently, like, the Pornhub rating for her went through the roof that week, because in the program he basically says we fucked everywhere during training and all sorts. Everyone knew, and it was just ridiculous. And she's like just crops up, fit as fuck. But apparently her search rating on Google and all the porn sites went absolutely rocketed through the roof. Like that's how like
very good. No,
but it also shows her now, and she's a mess.
Right. Wayne, can you beat Dragon Prince and Drag Racing? Not Drag Racing.
Okay, I haven't had this on my list, but I'm just going to introduce it as my top trump. Tiger King.
I've seen some. It's amazing. It's just weird.
And absolutely mental.
Yeah, it is mental. The one thing I don't understand with it is, did the bloke know that it was going to take the direction that it went in? Did he think he was just recording a bloke that kept tigers who also
made
records? Did he know that it was going to go on to like a murder or an attempted
murder?
No, not
at all. They originally filmed so much because they thought they were going to turn it into a reality TV show about the
spoilers,
zoo.
By the way, spoilers.
Yeah. So everyone knows. Well, yeah,
it's
everything. So I thought they were going to turn it into a. Yeah, everyone knows everything. I mean, if you don't know who Carol Baskin is by now, you're
fucking
done.
Fucking Carol Baskin.
Fucking Carol Baskin. You don't know who she is.
There'll be people out there who don't have Netflix.
That's true. It is Netflix.
By the way, The Last Dance is Netflix as well. So there'll be people out there who don't know. So
well, get Netflix then. You're at home. You're not going anywhere. Do something productive. Watch Netflix.
I'm just saying spoilers. Like,
all right. Look,
so Tiger
King. I tried Tiger King. It started off okay and got just a bit weird. I didn't quite believe it. And it probably is all completely right.
It gets weirder.
It felt a bit scripted.
Have you seen Making a Murderer?
Yes.
Yes.
No, that was a lie. No, I haven't. I've heard of it. I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Would you kind of pair them together, Wayne, in a way?
They're very similar, but I think Tiger King is more entertaining. But Making a Murderer is probably a better documentary that's also probably more misleading.
I mean, I love Making a Murderer. I think Making a Murderer is fantastic. I watched it again only last week, and then series two. And it's series two. You could basically not bother with. But the first series of Making a Murderer, I think it's that one show where, and not saying anything about it because you don't want to ruin it, but watch the first one and you are hooked. There's no way you watch the first episode and you do not watch the entire series. There's no way in hell that happens. But I think Tiger King, as Ben's proved, I think you can watch a few of them and then maybe not watch the rest.
It is. It just gets too weird. And I can understand why it might turn some people off.
I think
Making a Murderer, I think people could get bored of that if they're not into that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, I can agree. I think we'll put them in together. Should we put them in together?
Yeah, we'll make that a joint suggestion.
Okay. We've got many more. I've got about 5 minutes before I start going watching kids stuff with the kids.
Okay, then my next one, which instantly people like you, Wayne, will probably not like it, and Ben, you might not. But if you hear me out, it's called Last Chance You. I think, Ben, you've heard me mention it before. Last Chance and then the letter U.
Right.
It's a documentary, and it's shot in 4K as well, which is really nice. And it's about American football in America. But that's the bit where people will instantly go, I'm not bothered.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is, it's in America, you go from high school to college, and then you might go state, and then you might go to the NFL, the pros. And for some players, if you're in state or college and then you fuck up, so you take some drugs or you get drunk or whatever, then you can basically be thrown out of that because it's so highly looked upon in America. And this is their last chance. And it basically revolves around small town of 300 people in Mississippi, East Mississippi, where they've got an amazing, amazing team. And they get the players from all around the country to go there, and it's their last chance. So they've got to, A, they've got to finish school, but they've got to win the championship.
Oh, that sounds
as well.
Nice. And
but every year, every season, there's a new set of kids. Kids, they're all about 20, do you know what I mean? But, like, there's a new set, and instant star straight away is the woman who's kind of like the person in between the academic side and the football side. She's an absolute hero. But it's a documentary, so it's all shot, like I say, in 4K, and it's really interesting because you see, like, how mad American football is, but also how mad the towns take it, because it's just all built around their local side. And again, it's a kid's side. It's like the high school or whatever, the local high school, essentially. But that's their major sports in that town. There's nothing else. Maybe the state have a team. And it's an unbelievably interesting documentary. You despise some people, you love other people, and then next year they go again to try and win state. It is ridiculous. It's so interesting. But that... And I've got it quite down my list. I've not got anything like as number one, but I would argue along with, say, I mean, I think The Trip's such an easy watch, but I'd say Last Chance U, that's the one thing I've been watching, which is just fantastic. If you're a sports fan as well, it's brilliant because it's their last chance. Yeah, got to watch it. Last Chance U.
Beautiful. Bueno, any more to chip in with?
One last one then, quick one. Do you guys ever like or watch The X Factor?
I have been known to watch The X Factor.
I'm really worried about this now.
I don't tend to watch it. I would never record it. I watched it a lot in the olden days.
Okay. So I'm writing down X Factor, yeah.
Yeah, wondering. Okay. Do you like swearing?
Oh, fuck yes, yeah. Yeah. It's one of my favourite pastimes.
There's a series on Netflix called Rhythm and Flow.
Rhythm
which
and
is
flow.
A X Factor, yeah, it's an X Factor style competition, but it's for hip hop rappers.
Okay.
And it's hosted by Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and T.I.
Dude, honestly, looking at you wearing your Star Wars top, talking about hip hop rappers.
Yeah, and it's very good because it's like I say, it's just like the X Factor. You've got your people that you root for, that you like. Some are a bit quirky.
You don't
some are
like
a bit weird.
This.
A lot of them are ex drug dealers, and oh no, I love it. I thought it was brilliant, and it's just really good. So I'd thoroughly recommend watching Rhythm and Flow on Netflix.
Right, I might watch Rhythm and Flow.
I'm definitely going to watch Rhythm and Blow now.
It is. It's cool. You have the contestants. They have the different rounds. So they have rap battles against each other.
Is it 8 Mile? Just like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly like that. Yeah.
Oh, Pete's run off somewhere. Do you think he's going to put Rhythm and Flow? Yeah. Nice.
Rhythm and Blow. I've just gone to get the remote. Because I've watched something which is not similar, but it means that I can once get my headphones on properly. That's better. Right, I watched something actually, which if I just tee this up, it's again, it's basically, you know, Love Island.
So it's the one where they're not allowed to kiss each other or duo.
That's
I've seen something.
Love is Blind? No, not that one.
I will tell you.
Have you been watching it?
I've watched it all.
Which one is it? It's not Temptation. No, not Temptation Island.
Is it like Too Hot to Handle or something?
That's the one. Too Hot to Handle. That's it.
Yes, Too Hot to Handle. That's it.
There you go.
And basically, it's really good because it's trash TV. It's basically Love Island, but what it is, they all turn up and within about 5 minutes they tell you what it is. I think you know the premise, but it's that, like, they can't kiss anyone, they can't like fuck anyone, but they're all like ridiculously fit people from around the world, so it's not just Britain. Although there is one girl from Essex who just sounds unbelievably different from everyone else there. And honestly, you watch it and you think everyone's a complete prick, you know. But within about 5 minutes, I was like, actually, this is it's obviously well made and edited together, just like to make it dead snappy. They're about 20 minutes. The episodes are. It's piece of piss watching, and I'll tell you, you watch it and you'll be like, actually, it's pretty good. It's not bad. It's complete trash, and you want to find out what happens at the end. But basically, there's a prize fund, and you find this out straight away. There's £100,000 to the winner, but if anything happens, basically money gets taken off that amount, and of course, then everyone finds out and all that sort of thing. So honestly, it's on Netflix, but give it a bit of a giggle, and like it's trash, but very watchable trash.
All right, and with that, I'm gonna
give it a go.
I'm gonna have a night of Too Hot to Handle, some RuPaul drag racing, a Mancunian fella, and then go see some hip hop battles.
Great night.
There's a few others. I mean, that's it, for our top 10. I think we'll have that then. So we've got Mandalorian, The Wire, Generation Kill, Dragon Prince, The Trip, RuPaul's Drag Race, The Last Dance, Tiger King and Making a Murderer as like a doubleheader, Last Chance U, and Rhythm and Blow. But also, we'll have that kind of Love Island-y type thing. I'll give a shout out to Ozark, which I know a lot of people are quite divided on. Ozark's a series, Jason Bateman, who directs it actually and stars in it, who you'll all know, and I like it. I don't think it's
a lot of people say it's like a
good
budget Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
not seeing it.
It's completely unrealistic, but it is quite watchable. And I'm in series two at the moment, but it is interesting. Essentially, it's a family who money launder. And they have to move because they're in with a drugs cartel or whatever, but they're just like a straight up family, and they move to a hick town in America, and they basically all everything goes wrong that you can imagine. But I think that I'm with it because plenty happens, and that's the good thing about it. There's actually quite a lot to it. There is one more though, and that's the one that Saunders wanted, which we've not even mentioned yet, which is Gangs of London.
See, I started watching the other night and fell asleep.
That's not a riveting.
It was late. It was late, and I had a couple to drink. So,
this is the thing with Gangs of London. First of all, I really like it, and I'd recommend it. In fact, I'd really want it on the top 10. Saunders will go tits. But it's like 9 episodes. But the first episode, compared to the rest, I think it's quite poor. There's some episode later on, I think it's episode 5, which is absolutely outstanding. The thing that gets me, it's well shot. The script is a bit dicey in that, but there's, in terms of action sequences and set plays and violence, it's probably the most violent thing I've ever seen on TV. It is brutal, which is excellent. But the way they film it is fantastic. You can have it's got the best fight scenes that I've ever seen in a TV program or maybe on film. That good. That's
a hell of an endorsement.
Oh, it's unreal. And some of the set plays, not even some of them, all the set pieces in terms of there's a big fight or there's going to be a big kind of shoot gun, you know, big battle type thing. When that's about to happen, it doesn't not deliver. It delivers every time, and it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. As a show, it's, you know, a 3 out of 5 in terms of is it quality of it. You know, the script and the storyline's okay, but it's well worth watching for the action.
Fair enough.
Give or take the first episode. Honestly, the first episode, you've got to get beyond that. Once you get beyond it, because the story don't really give you, it's not anything mind-blowing. So, but stick with it. It's brilliant, and it's brutal. Absolutely brutal.
All right, cool. And with that, lads, I do have to go. All right. I shall catch up with you later on in the week.
You shall.
There's our top 10. Get watching.
I'd like to pet you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk. I'm just a drinking. I said no. Another round. I said no. Another round, I said my, another round. One more round won't get me down.